The WhatsApp message says, Dennis, stop letting people whip in the food import bill. Most of the things that contribute to the total are alcoholic beverages and specialty foods not grown here. In the tourist season, we struggle to supply 3 large ships with vegetables. How then would we feed ourselves? We don't need 40 types of beer. Some people may say toilet paper that costs $12 a roll. But the truth is that I've often said that we stock our supermarkets because we are a tourist destination, and the various types of alcoholic beverages and the various types of even things like ketchup. The working in the hospitality industry, especially when you're dealing with an American visitor, they say, "Can I have some ketchup?" And you give them Mabel or, you know, some other thing. They say, "No, no, no, ketchup. That's the ketchup, sir." "No, we mean Heinz." So the hotel had to get Heinz, or else the Americans would complain that they came to Barbados and couldn't get ketchup. So I take your point on why some of the things are imported and the how we, and that's why I talked about the reliability of supply, because that was one of the things, again, too, I heard a lot of when I worked in the hospitality industry, that consistency and reliability of supply was something that was lacking. The other message says, can you explain the duties of a minister in a ministry that already has been assigned a minister, and therefore what's the purpose of a permanent secretary? Hope you understand what I'm asking. The permanent secretary is supposed to be the executing officer. The minister is the person who comes up with policy. If you have a ministry, for example, of education and youth affairs, you may have a minister in that ministry assigned to a particular task. For example, seeing after, let's say, elderly, I think there's one elderly affairs, and they may deal specifically with people dealing with the geriatric, people taking care of that side of things, whereas the minister will have overall responsibility for the rest. That is why you have a government information service. That's why you have a minister of information, so that the public can ask these questions and find the answers to these and other questions as to why there are certain things. Brass Tacks, good morning. Hello. 434-1790, Brass Tacks, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson. How are you today?
I am fine, sir. And you?
Not too bad. Congratulations to Ms. Morley.
Mm-hmm.
The Prime Minister Morley, she made a master stroke, but anyone who heard a conversation between me and Ms. Lynn, and also the one between myself and Ms. Gill, when I studied to the Roman Catholic 18, verse 18, they were not a master that she made. But like I said, the other people were not ready for the message. They denied the message. They lambasted the messenger who brought who reiterated the message is already given. And that's it. You know, usually when you're right about things, I usually back you up on it, right? You know that we were right about that. And this thing about racism not being a construct, because if Mr. Sanger Price has now had enough time to listen to the BBC program called The Forum on Sugar Industry, they will see that when the African slave trade first occurred, race was not an issue. It actually was concocted right here in the Caribbean against those who, after emancipation, against those who refused to work on the plantation. It started right there in Trinidad. That's the BBC archive on that, and they had people who knew what they were talking about on that particular program. So we were right, but I guess it must be difficult for people to get their head around that now. What do you think?
Well, sir, one of the reasons why I think people have a difficulty with, I don't think people understand or teach history the way it should be taught. I think we regurgitate what somebody else has put out as being fact, and we stick with it. I got a note here from the production assistant that said somebody called to settle an argument. Were the NDP ever in the position of the opposition party? If you mean the official opposition of Barbados, yes. When the Dr. Haynes and the members of the NDP split from the Democratic Labour Party, they became the opposition because they had 4 members in Parliament, Dr. Haynes, Beyer, Mr. Beyer, Mr. Miller and Mr. Bourne. That's 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And the Barbados Labour Party had the 3 people, No Sir Henry Ford, no Sir David Simmons, and Mr. Owen Arthur. So the National Democratic Party, NDP, became the official opposition when those gentlemen crossed the floor back then. So if that's an argument you're having somewhere, that's the fact. You could take that wherever. Person says, the only problem with a minister in the ministry is we cannot afford it. we shall find out soon, because everybody will have to be paid, and we find out whether the salaries bill went up or down, whether the central bank had to accommodate or not, or whether there was money to pay them, wouldn't they? Brass Tacks, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Mr. Johnson, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you, and you?
Yes, sir. Well, I would like to know when they're going to bring back hanging in Barbados again.
Never.
People are walking about killing people as they like. I mean, the gallows ain't swinging.
It won't.
I would like the gallows to swing, and I bet you that some of this, just shooting the people and all that kind of thing would finish. I bet you that there. The former Attorney General said he ain't hanging nobody. And I'm very glad that he lost his seat.
So you know the Attorney General is not the person that has hanged people, right?
Beg pardon?
You know the Attorney General is not the person that could hang people, right?
No, but if you put it forward, it would be carried out, because it's still on your statute books.
Sir, it is not up to the Attorney General.
The Attorney General, yeah.
It is not up to him? So we have a legal system that says you charge a man, you present the case, he is convicted, he is sentenced, and the sentence must be carried out in a timely manner after all the appeals have been exhausted. What has happened is that either A, the appeals are not exhausted in the time frame set up by the Privy Council under a ruling called Pratt and Morgan, or two, the sentence is not passed at all, or three, a lesser charge of manslaughter or various other things are accepted in an attempt to get the case off as fast as possible, or for whatever reason, perhaps a paucity of evidence, or for whatever reason. You can't have the sentence executed if it isn't passed. And I can't recall in recent memory when the death sentence was either handed down or executed because all the appeals were exhausted in a particular time frame. Nope. So I don't think it's going to happen. I don't.
I would tell you the truth. I would like to say it happened again, because these people walking about and just killing people like they're killing a dog or something like that. So, and they're going up there and sit down in Glendary, getting fat off your taxpayers' money. So I would like to see it come back again.
So as I said to you, I ain't think it can happen in my lifetime. But, you know, if you're wrong, perhaps you'll see it. Perhaps you will see it, sir. One of the... Sir, there. We have signed on to various treaties, to various agencies that have certain guidelines attached to these documents we've signed. Because of a lack of communication in some cases, miscommunication in others, or people just not listening in some cases, we do not know some of the things we have decided to be part of. And therefore, the population sometimes expects things that can no longer happen because of treaties we have ratified and other things we've signed on to. And one of the challenges of the Minister of Information will be to ensure that the information is there, is passed on. The Minister of Information, of course, cannot ensure that people listen, but... or even understand. Brass Tacks, good morning. Hello. 4341790. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Dawson. How are you doing, sir?
I am fine, and you? How are you?
I'm remarkable, man. I'm okay, sir.
You are?
I want to take care of two things you would have highlighted a little while ago. One, the foreign exchange made and not channeled into the economy. And I must commend you for pushing the idea of having civic thought in a more impactful way, or more regularly. I must commend you for that. Because that, you see, there's a lot of reform that's got to come about now after this election. So many things have become clear that there's going to be a whole lot of reform here.
To you.
Left, right, and center.
But to you, right? It's just become clear to you.
Eh?
It's just become clear to you.
No, it has always been.
Oh, okay.
It has always been.
Okay. You know. I just checking, you.
No. So, Mr. Johnson, let me tell you. There's certain things, there's something called, you will know things like this, we evolve.
That's what it is?
Okay. Right. So things evolve over time, and that's a fact of life. But back to I think there's repatriotism and things going to come in, because like, if I am a businessman, and I have got a hotel or some business and making a good set of money via the foreign exchange avenue, it's left to me now how I would try to have that channel back into the economy to assist and not send it somewhere or put it somewhere, that kind of thing.
Why are you putting on the local hoteliers? So we have foreign hoteliers in Barbados.
Foreign.
But hold on a second. This is why I asked you, right? If you just realize that. Because here's the thing. If you have, sir, it is one of my biggest peeves, okay? And I don't care which party is in office. It will always be a peeve of mine until it's fixed. Okay. Or I should say fixed the way I like it. Because it may be fixed and I don't like the way it's fixed. Let me say this to you, sir. If the government of Barbados, whomever the government of Barbados is, says to Hilton, Radisson, Sandals, whomever, Hyatt, whomever, we would like to have one of your hotels in Barbados. Four seasons, six seasons, whomever. Marriott. We would like to have one of your hotels in Barbados. To have one of your hotels in Barbados, this is what we would like to offer you. Okay? So you have this list of concessions. You say to them, here's what we would like to have in return. Training for our people. X level of foreign exchange remaining in Barbados. Y number of things purchased locally from local retailers. From local providers, this is what we'd like to see as part of the deal. So that the guests in your VIP suite should get sugar cakes made in Barbados, tamarind balls made in Barbados, guava cheese made in Barbados, as part of their taste of Barbados to take home. We could do that because in exchange, we're giving you food and beverage manager of hotel business, manager of operations, because every day I seen in the newspaper work permits that will be issued to non-Barbadians under what I call fraud. And I can get locked up if they want to lock me up for saying so. Because to tell me that you have a job that is not really a job is fraud.
It's fraud.
So tell the people up front, the food and beverage manager, the executive chef, the general manager, will not be a Bajan for the next 15 years. But during that time, some Bajan will be trained at one of your properties outside of Barbados so that we have the requisite skills and a skill pool as part of the deal. I have no problem with that. But sir, what we have right now is we give people concessions and we do not hold them accountable for anything.
But who could fault you? No, from what you've just explained.
The people who get up in your party and cuss me.
Eh?
Who could fault me? The people who get up in your party and say that I know everything. Go ahead.
I ain't in that.
Because you know what happened now? I can get beat from the other side now. Go ahead.
I believe in merit and good stuff. You know my position. If something is commendable, I can commend it. But who can follow what you say? Because you should hold them to a kind of even if it could be contractual, however, but you are saying it should reciprocate. You're getting something by inviting here, this, that, that, and you keep to those guidelines, et cetera. There's no fault in that. No problem in that, really. So you're very clear. But there's a lot of vigilance we've got to be applied there and make sure people keep to the arrangement. Because, you know, sometimes when that is not had, all kind of things can filter in. And if you catch yourself, you wonder, how does it get so far and deteriorate to this state? So it's about vigilance and all of that you said. But if you are very clear on what you're asking. But the next one is the civic situation, teaching civics and things. But that will take a long time now before it really take off in a way to... There's a couple of generations in a row, but it will make sense because, as I said, the reform has to come about, and that will be part of the same process. So I think you're very clear in your call. and let me close on this one. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to let Mayor's know you're talking about local foods. I don't know how good you can cook or whatever, because I spoke about Sanka Price to him last week. I will speak about you this week.
You don't know if I could cook, that's what you say? Sir, I've been living on my own since I'm 16 years old. I don't live in Kentucky. I mean, it's true sometimes I look old and starve out, but that's because of lack of affection, not lack of food.
So
look, let me say to you, hold on, let me say to you, I think as males, we should be able to fend for ourselves in some way or another. There's a lady, I don't know if she'd admit it now in public, who said the only thing that caught her was my food. And so I don't know. Look, on a serious note, to me, it is important that we create well-rounded citizens. And by creating well-rounded citizens, I mean people who understand politics and political nuances, people who understand the way to communicate when they're with their friends and how to communicate with people outside of their circle, people who can fend for themselves, and people who can create things out of nothing. You know, there are people who could sit down and you would throw away something and you come back 5 minutes later and you wonder, what does they have in their hand because they've created something out of your rubbish? They're creative people. And we got to tap into the resources of our creative people at every level. And so that's one of the reasons why I object to this thing about higher school and lower school and people who could only do this and people who could only do that.
Right.
We should establish an education system that ensures that every citizen is allowed to develop to their full potential at their own speed.
Closing comment. You remember some years back I made the point that, you know, you kind of love phrases, but you remember making this one saying that because you are poor, it doesn't say that you are not resourceful or can do because you are poor. You remember that back then when you used to be saying things like that?
Yes, sir, I do.
Right.
So I listen to you all the time, you know. Listen, the only thing I punch you about it is that with the change of government, you went silent for a long, long while.
No, totally.
And then all of a sudden you became relentless again. And I had to give you one last punch before I let you go, you know. You know I had to punch you at least once. Somebody sent a message. I'm looking for it here while you were talking, you know. Somebody sent a message saying that the box in St. Andrew that came in with no vote for Ms. Sandiford Garner, they wondered if you had left that constituency because that was your box. I was looking for it, but I can't find it now to tell you which box it is. AE1? I hear that AE1 is your box, and Ms. Sandiford Garner didn't get a vote in that box, so they wondered if you'd change your constituency. I don't know how people that know your business, but apparently they do.
No, but let me clear up here quickly on that. You know, I have been always saying, well, the person, my representative is always Dr. Esther Bessico, and everyone knows me well, knows of my origins, Workman, St. George, etc., and I always will go to that constituency and vote and whatever.
So you want these people to vote outside the way you live in? Okay, go ahead.
But listen, sir. the emphasis has to be laid that I will come and speak about one person today, tomorrow the next person, but it is all for unison. So you have to start out identify somewhere, but are you embracing all in your party as it were?
But let me
so
ask you this question.
On all kind of representatives, you know.
But let me ask you this question too. Now, do you think your party, should name two senators?
Yes, I think they should.
All right. Other question for you.
I think they should for the reason that, look, as someone said earlier to you, that you dust yourself off, get up and start all over again and move forward. I'm saying before reservation, yes, they should. And I'll tell them this. Mm-hmm. It is a case of restructuring with a lot of vigor and a good know-how.
Now, let me ask you another question.
Yes, sir.
Should those appointments be young people to be blooded, a combination of one mature and one young, or two established persons, in your opinion?
Well, I would think there should be a transition, so you have a mix, so okay. that it will pass on. Like, okay. for instance, if I'm permitted to call a name.
No,
like,
go right ahead.
Andrea Worrell, mm-hmm. young. Astute kind of politician.
I respect him. He sat here in the studio and I was impressed, yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. And things like that. But you have persons that will, mentorship is going to be very necessary here. and we gain a lot of confidence. Okay. Because you can't stop and let the persons think that you're with North Hill forever and they wouldn't want to gravitate to you. It's true that persons might have the view, well, if I go back with the diesel or whatever, it's going to take me away because of the overwhelming victory there last week. We go with them and whatever. But if you are in your gut feeling and you are loyal, et cetera, you go and you do what you have to do and come back progressively, but come back with a lot of good know-how and solidness that you could be resilient in the next 5 years. I'm not going to preempt or predict anything.
Fair enough, sir. Thank you for answering my questions in the manner in which you did. Always good hearing from you. This is Down to Brass Tack. Well, I'm not sure where what happened there, but I'm back with you. As we head into the regional roundup, let me just, since I got these few messages here to just get up, one of the things I wanted to mention was this question of calling names and not calling names. There are people who've called this program from time to time who said, I don't want to call anybody's name, but, and then went on to make a description that identifies clearly who the person is. You do not have to call the person's name first to get into trouble, you know. Once the person can be identified, I remember once having a discussion with somebody on this program and the person was identified only as the Big Chief. Five different people said they identified the Big Chief as being person X, and we were faced with a lawsuit. There was a time as well when an entire cabinet of Barbados also brought a lawsuit for a news story that did not even originate with us. We simply carried the news story. And the words we were sued over was each and every. Because the cabinet said each and every one of them did not do what was alleged. So there are things like that the producer has to look out for and be very careful. Someone said to me that I should run for office. I don't think my family could take the cussing. I could take the cussing, but I don't think my family could take the cussing. I don't think I want to have my family cussed either. So that will happen as it happens. We have the regional roundup coming your way shortly, and we'll continue with this, the Wednesday edition of Down to Brass Tacks, if you stay with us.